trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Honey, have you seen my pain pills?
I think you're out. Better call your doctor. Wait, hasn't it been a month since your surgery?
She's right. I shouldn't need them anymore. How did this happen? Seems like overnight I went from coping with a painful surgery to never feeling normal without my meds.
Struggling with control over medication? Soft Landing Recovery has a holistic approach to getting you back to you. Contact us now at 1-800-NEW-CHANCE. That's 1-800-NEW-CHANCE. Soft Landing Recovery. Comfortable. Compassionate. Confidential.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have so much more energy and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Finley Dunn's Tavern is the ultimate college hoops game day bar. It's a great place to hang, great atmosphere, great crowd, and a great beer menu with over 75 beers, including Curious Traveler and $4 Sam Adams Summer Ale throughout March. Order from their extensive menu of pub food with everything from wings to burgers to flatbread. Open since 1996, Finley Dunn's remains one of the most popular neighborhood bars in the Paulina Station neighborhood of Lakeview. Grab your buddies and head over to Finley Dunn's.
The city is yours to navigate. Enjoy it luxuriously in a select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover from Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Serving Chicagoland for over 55 years, Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has outstanding pricing, financing, and lease offers, including 0.9 financing on select certified pre-owned Land Rover models. Right now, you can drive a 2013 Select Edition certified pre-owned Land Rover LR4 at Howard Orloff for only $47,995 and get up to 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty coverage. And Howard Orloff has 35 other Select Editions certified pre-owned Land Rover models available for immediate delivery. For an outstanding selection of Land Rover models, shop Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or visit Orloff.com.
Stock number P127068, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale. See your local Land Rover dealer for details. Expires March 31st.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
201 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Wolves host Milwaukee at 7 tomorrow and Iowa Saturday at 3. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
Whenever it ends, I'll be able to look back at an amazing season for us. And when you add an ACC championship and who we went through on Tobacco Road, it makes it, I don't know if we've had a more special season in the history of our basketball program.
That's definitely true in the Mike Bray era. Notre Dame is in the Elite Eight for the first time in 36 years. The Irish now face their toughest test to date. Notre Dame gets number one Kentucky tomorrow in Cleveland. The Wildcats undefeated at 37-0. In its history, Notre Dame has beaten the number one team in the country 8 times, including ending UCLA's 88-game winning streak in 1974. In the West, the rematch is set. Wisconsin will play Arizona tomorrow. Second straight year they'll play each other. Tonight, Michigan State against Oklahoma in the East region. Louisville versus North Carolina State in the South. Duke against Utah. UCLA faces Gonzaga. Off the court, Steve Lavin out as the head coach at St. John's. The two sides mutually agree to part ways. And this stunner from the NBA, Oklahoma City saying Kevin Durant's season is over. Foot surgery. He'll be off his feet for the next 4 to 6 months. Bears signed former Illinois cornerback Alan Ball, an 8-year NFL veteran. Hockey, the Blackhawks try to bounce back after losing two of their last three. They're home against Columbus. Hawks are 5 points behind second place St. Louis in the Central. Spring training baseball, White Sox Cubs right here on the Score, 2:55 start. Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hamill, the starters. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. PNC Bank, whatever your financial goal, PNC helps you achieve more with your premium money market account because great customers deserve a great rate. Information available at pnc.com/save more. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this hour is brought to you by Mueller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates.
Boars and Bernstein.
That's our guy.
And Matt Medical sitting in today, 204 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're just taking you up to the Cubs and the White Sox. That's what we're doing.
That's all we're
doing. We're just filling time. We get the big time baseball as we get closer and closer to the beginning of the season.
Ooh, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm looking forward to baseball
too.
Getting going here. And You know, Barry and I are doing that Sunday morning hit and run show again, starting up this Sunday. So we'll be on there at noon. That was always fun just to focus on one thing, talk about baseball and, you know, go around the whole league, not just keep it local, because last year got rough towards the end to keep talking about the local
teams. That's
when
I did the show, right? When it was rough. Yes.
That was
right.
Fun. Correct. You sat in for a time when Barry was out. We had a good time.
Yes, we did.
So we start that up, and baseball is just around the corner. But, of course, right now on everyone's plate, the first thing we're consuming as of late is, of course, college basketball. And we talked a little bit with Jason and Maddie earlier during transition about Kentucky. And just the difference in talent level is just unbelievable. It's 78-39 victory last night over West Virginia. That was a one taking on a five and making it look so, so easy. So they'll take on Notre Dame. The other games last night, Wisconsin over North Carolina. That was Wisconsin's first win in the tournament over North Carolina. I think they were 0-2 going into that game. Mm-hmm. And then Arizona drops Xavier 68-60. So you have Wisconsin and Arizona 1-2.
Rematch.
Taking on a Kentucky and Notre Dame 1-3. Tomorrow. Now, tonight, what's interesting, though, looking at the games, and I'm sure you have thoughts and comments on these guys. Let's look at the coaches involved in these games, and they're really, really interesting when you look at it. Duke and Utah, so you have the Coach K's.
Yep, Coach K's. Boy, Larry Kostoyak has really made himself quite a name as a coach, hasn't he?
He sure has.
That guy has
done
it. We
had him on early on in his time there, didn't we?
We did. We did. We tweeted when he was at, where the hell was he, Montana first?
That's
or where the
what
hell
he was.
Wasn't
he with, it was with Montana. That's God exactly right.
Godforsaken outpost.
That's exactly right.
And he was a success there, and he's certainly been a success at Utah, and not an easy conference. They're in the Pac-12 or whatever the hell it is, aren't they? So he's, he is really, I would have, you know, I guess there's certain guys you meet, you run across in life, and you really don't have a second thought about it in terms of what they're going to do. You know, they've been around, and you're not sure what, but that guy, hell of a coach. So that's, you are correct about that.
Did you think for sure that he was going to be? I mean, when you
no.
knew him as a no,
no, I did not. I never knew he was interested. I knew him a little bit when he played, not very well, but I never knew he was interested. And some guys, Matt, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. They never say anything. They never say, well, you know, I'd really kind of like to coach someday. I mean, some of the guys that have gone on that have played in the NBA that have gone on to be coaches, I would have never. It wouldn't something. Yeah, I knew that's what he was going to do.
So that's a 5-seed Utah taking on the top seed Duke in the South. And then the other game in that bracket, Gonzaga, 2-seed taking on UCLA. And you have there, of course, your guy Steve Alford and then Mark Few and Gonzaga. And it seems like, you know, Gonzaga's always a team every year people always like. And, you know, they're a two-seed today and they get beat. So it would be, if they win tonight against UCLA, it'd be their first time in the Elite Eight since 1999. Their only other appearance in school history in the Elite Eight. So they've never had a Final Four appearance, and you know, Few's been there for a long time. I think his first year is 99, that first time they went to the Elite Eight, but he was there as assistant before that. And
he loves it there.
Yeah,
he's been a name that's been mentioned when they were red hot and they would just
lots,
do this. And,
yes,
yeah, he's not. He's
but only one Elite Eight appearance, and you would have think they would have had more.
Yep,
at least Elite Eight appearances. They've won their conference every year since 2001, except in 2012. So Mark
that,
Few
by the way, is
and
a
Steve
former,
Alford.
Yeah, they're that asswipe. That Gonzaga team, and not only do they have size, they have big guys, but Kyle Wiltshire is the Kentucky. I want to say he's a Kentucky transfer. Really good. And that's a Kentucky transfer, Matt. Jeez,
right.
I got to be the state of Kentucky. He's like 6'9", I think, and really talented. So it's like, holy crap. I mean, you're that good, and you're going to leave Kentucky,
right? And then
they're fun to watch because I kind of believe this is the year they at least get to the last eight. I kind of believe, and I think I want to believe that because I want Steve Alford eliminated,
right?
More than anything.
Well,
we've
been rooting against Alford the whole tournament so far.
Yeah,
it's not worked out too well for
everything.
You.
Yes.
On the East bracket, Louisville and North Carolina State. So you have, of course, Rick Pitino and Mark Gottfried at NC State, who spent all those years with Alabama. And so that's a 4 and an 8 matchup. And then the other game, you have Tom Izzo and Lon Kruger, a 3-7 matchup, Oklahoma taking on number 7 Michigan State.
Lon Kruger has had a really terrific career. I mean, he's only the second coach in history. I mentioned the other day to take 4 different teams to the Sweet 16. So he's had quite a deal wherever he goes. And, you know, he was Illinois for a while, but and they're not one of them. Then he got to the Sweet 16.
No.
But he is, you know... I whatever you say about him, however he does it, and I think we all know how that happens, that when you're really successful, but to do it in so many different places. I mean, not that they're godforsaken or anything, but I mean, really an impressive career by him, and I don't know how good they are. I haven't watched much of them. I have no idea how good they are, but I would think that watching Michigan State in the Big Ten tournament, again, in their first games here, I would think that's probably too much for him. Michigan State at the best, at their best, probably better. Looks like it to me. Could be wrong.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. You talk about Illinois, and we were talking with the boys during transition about all the players from the state of Illinois. Not one team makes the tournament. And going through Twitter not too long ago, I saw Jay Billis had a tweet where he rewatched the Illinois and Arizona game that sent Illinois into the championship game against North Carolina. And that was actually the first time I did a solo show on The Score was after that game. It was like the unofficial Illinois post-game show. And I remember that, you know, Illinois was down
15.
With a few minutes to go in the game.
Amazing rally.
I think it was Jesse who was out there covering the game for us. And with, you know, less than, you know, 2 or 3 minutes to go in the game, he started packing stuff up to call it a night. It was like, you know, this game's over.
Yep.
And then remember talking to him and like, dude, I can't believe that Illinois come back and they've won the game. He's like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, yeah.
What?
So I'm like, you know, we need to get guys on and see what we can do. So it was like the very first, like it was like my very first time on the air as a solo show. And it was like the unofficial Illinois postgame show following that one. And, you know, certainly Illinois has come a far way from that game.
But as far as you could get. I mean, that team lost one game until the championship game.
Right.
If you recall, on a late basket at Ohio State, they were one shot away from running the table in the Big Ten and the Big Ten tournament.
Right.
And in general, and then they get the one loss they lose to North Carolina because they couldn't guard the post very well, my guy. But, I mean, a terrific team, and that rally – one of the best NCAA games.
Oh, that was
seen.
Yeah, one of the most exciting things. I remember sitting at the old NBC studios watching that game, you know, getting ready to go on, and we had Jesse on then, and we had Bruce on after the show, and he was on the bus driving back to.
He's driving the bus.
Yeah, he was driving the bus. He sounded like he was driving the bus. No, and as he's on the bus, team bus, on the phone talking to me on the air. I could hear the outside noise as they would go under an overpass. You could hear people yelling, screaming, you know, honking their horns because people are waiting along the route they were driving back to school.